This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we have a chance to catch up with a local Montgomery County Farm Bureau member and young leader. We'll be talking with Ida Hand. Ida, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad we have a chance to catch up. I have a few things I wanted to visit with you about, and we'll get to those next. But for our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so my name is Ida Hand. I grew up in Fillmore. I have a bachelor's degree in agribusiness economics from Southern Illinois University of Carbondale. Worked down at Southern SIUE at the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center. Then moved up back here. I currently work at the Farm Service Agency as a program technician in Montgomery County.
All right. So you have a very strong ag background, which makes it a perfect fit for your role in young leaders. You not only are active in Montgomery County on our committee, but you also serve on the state committee as well. So tell us a little bit about your involvement there.
Yeah, so I am District 14 representative on the Illinois Farm Bureau State Young Leader Committee. It's over Montgomery County, Clay County, Effingham, Marion, and Fayette County. So I represent those counties on the state level. The Young Leader Committee meets probably 8 times a year, and it's just a meeting where we go over ideas and, get a little bit of ideas from others of what we can do in our local counties of how to help improve our Young Leader program.
So that committee is made up of young leaders like yourself from across the state of Illinois.
Yep. So there's 18 of us on the committee from, the very northern top of Illinois to the very southern. So we get a vast variety of people every other month we get to meet.
Okay. And one big event just took place. I know we had some local board members go up to Chicago for the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. I know you also attended. Lots of events happen there for young leaders. So I wanted to give you a chance to fill us in on some of the big things that took place and just tell us how annual meeting went for young leaders this year.
So we all go in on Friday and all have a meeting, just a planning meeting, and we get ready for our 2022 elections. So we get our main event here is the discussion meet. So we each have district meetings within each one of our districts, and then a couple of them can participate in the state level. So we have to plan that. So that's what we did on Friday afternoon. We also have elections, like I said, and our 2022 young leader, new chair is Aaron Mitchell. He is from District 2, Winnebago County. So he will represent all of us for 2022. Then we get to go out to eat and have a committee catch up. So we get to see everybody and, get to talk to them and see what they've did over the past couple of months. And we also invite our new committee members. This year, we have 4 new members coming on. And then on Saturday is our big discussion meet. So this year, we had about 16 participants. That's a little less than what we've had in the past. So we've had to change it up a little. And we actually have the top 10 people. And representing District 14, we had Parker Jones from Marion County and Colin Mosley from Clay County. And they both made it into the top 10. It was both of their first times coming to the state discussion meet, and they represented District 14 very well. The topics that were discussed were anywhere from how can we recruit more young leaders to how COVID revealed several cracks involving the processing of livestock and how Farm Bureau can help with those cracks.
Well, it sounds great. It sounds like the meeting was off to a really busy start. And then I know on Sunday, I think you had some more events that took place.
Yeah, so on Sunday is our Young Leader Awards Banquet. So we get to recognize all of the outstanding counties and young leaders throughout the state and award them. We actually had the top young leader chairs. And then we also, there's a collegiate discussion meet winner. We recognize them. We have Harvest for All, you know, the outstanding programs and the top contributors. We also had the pleasure of, to kick off the meeting, we had Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton give an opening statement. So that was awesome that she could come and speak. At the very end, we also announced our discussion meet award winner, and that was Noel Moore. And he will go on to represent Illinois in the national level, which will take place in Georgia this year.
Well, sounds like a really successful meeting. A lot took place. You mentioned the Harvest for All, and I wanted you to expand on that a little bit. You know, we do some fundraisers here locally, but our listeners may not be familiar with what that is. So could you give us a little background?
Yeah, so Harvest for All was started so we can all raise money to our local food pantries across the state. So I know a lot. I know Montgomery County, we set up at a lot at our local grocery stores and ask for donations. And a couple other people, they do just different fundraisers to contribute to their local food pantries. So those top winners are recognized at the Young Leader Banquet on Sunday.
Well, a great program for a great cause. And I know that a lot of money was raised and food was collected throughout the year for that. So that's really awesome. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, I know the Young Leaders have an upcoming conference in January, and this was put on hold last year, like a lot of things, because of COVID. We couldn't do it the same way that it's been done in the past, but you're finally getting to go back in person coming up in January. So tell us what you guys are looking forward to.
Yeah, so our Young Leader Conference is going to take place January 21st to the 22nd, and that is in Peoria. We have planned a trivia night, so that will be really fun, where counties can come and we are going to actually dress up like food and we can come and participate. We also have an awesome keynote speaker this year. It's Temple Grandin. I actually personally did not know who that was, but I just watched a documentary on her, and she is coming to speak about how she helped with the cattle industry and how she designed circular pens instead of having corners on them. So that will be a very interesting keynote speaker that I look forward to seeing.
Sounds great. And from my side of things, registration is still open. So Young Leaders can register up until December 18th. So give us a call if you would like to attend. Ida, my last question for you. If someone would like to get involved with Young Leaders at the state level in their county, what's your advice for them on how to get started and start being active with Young Leaders and Farm Bureau?
Well, I think the first step is to just reach out to one of us. You can call Katie at the office, or you can call myself, and just reach out and come to a meeting and see how you feel about it. And then if you like to get more active, we encourage you to come to all of our meetings and some of our fundraisers that we do. I know we have a lot in Montgomery County planned for next year to help out our community. So just reach out to one of us and we'll be happy to set you up and set us up with a meeting. We meet monthly. So, you know, we'll try to fit it into your schedule.
And once again, that was Ida Hand, Montgomery County Farm Bureau member and District 14 Young Leader Rep on the Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee. Before we wrap things up today, just a friendly reminder that we have 2022 plat books for sale at our office. Price for those is $30 for members and $40 for non-members. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call at the office, 532-6171. And that concludes your Farm Bureau report. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.